Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to Women Writing Men, a podcast wherein Mariah and I try to find the most attractive man in fiction by reading and reviewing books. Reviewing is like, we kind of just run through them and make fun of them a little bit. But that's okay. This is episode 3, I guess, because we had to split The Starless Sea into two parts. So part one is episode 2. Yeah, we're working on The Starless Sea by Erin Morgenstern. And yeah, we're gonna get into it. And if you, for some reason, have not listened to part one, this is not gonna make any sense.
And go back.
Yeah, but I think even if you did listen to part one, this might not make any sense. So I don't know, maybe you'll be able to get the gist of it. As we established, this book is broken up into books. There's books within the books. We've done book 1, 2, and 3 previously, and now we are on book 4.
Yes.
Which is called Written in the Stars.
And should we just do a really quick... I will do it. Okay. Here we go.
Good luck.
All right. Here's what you need to know. The main character's name is Zachary. Love interest is Dorian. They are currently in the Starless... Well, they're not in the Starless Sea. They're in the harbor that is by the Starless Sea.
Which is like an underground library,
yeah.
Essentially.
There's a few other characters you need to know. Mirabelle, she has just kind of been helping Zachary on this journey he's on. There's the Keeper, who's kind of in control of who is in the Starless Sea. And there's cats. And the villain is Allegra, who is creepy. But we don't really know anything about... Like, we don't really know anything. At this point, we have no idea where this story is going.
Yes.
It's basically like, here we are. He's gotten some messages about finding the bees and finding the lost man.
There's so many motifs in this story. It is bees. It is keys. It is swords. It is, like, there's 100 things. Like,
yes.
Yeah. It's pretty complex.
Yes.
He also has a friend, Kat, who is going to make an appearance
soon.
I wish she didn't. I don't like her. Yeah, let's go in.
Go into book 4.
So book 4, as we were like, oh, what's book 4 about? I forget. Mariah was like, I hated this one.
And that is because earlier, we also, another character that was introduced is Eleanor, who grew up in the Starless Sea. She read the book Sweet Sorrows, which there were parts she didn't like, and she decided to rip those out.
Because she was a kid.
Yes. And she's like, they're scary. And she was like, they're my nightmare. So she would rip those out, fold them into stars, and leave them in corners of the Starless Sea.
Yeah.
Which means that now it's time for the reader, that's us, to get to read half-written pages out of book that make no sense.
And admittedly, Sweet Sorrows, the stories are not good in Sweet Sorrows.
And so now we're just getting like single pages of really bad stories.
Yeah. So Simon and Eleanor, it's like they have a little love story happening where Simon is from, like, I don't know, 1920s time. That's what I imagined.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was exactly. Yeah.
He was older, yeah. And Eleanor was more like our parents' age.
Yeah. Eleanor is Mirabelle's mother.
Yeah. And Simon is Mirabelle's father. That's usually how that goes.
Yeah. So they had a little time travel romance, a little time traveler's wife situation going on. Eleanor removed all these pages from Sweet Sorrows, which is one of the books within the book. And this one is, there's a stag in the snow waiting for someone to pierce his heart to know he is remembered.
Interesting. The stag returns later, but no one pierces its heart.
Yep.
I honestly don't know if I will remember. I'm like flipping the book as we're reading this because I didn't remember that story. These little stories were so pathetic. I didn't like them. Okay, continue. What happens with Zachary? Oh, he's going into the crypt.
Yeah. With his Persian cat friend. He finds a book that crumbles that says there are three things lost in time.
This was something to me that I was like, this is a little bit convenient. But when he goes down here, the book immediately starts to crumble. And the thing, and as it crumbles, parts of words are popping out to him. And that's how he knows the things lost in time. And I was like, how is that possible? What is this?
This is a magic place. Magic things happen.
But why would magic things happen which destroy books so that you can see other words? And okay.
Anyway.
Bothered me.
He needs to find Sword Book Man. Those are three separate things.
And he's already like, oh, we have found the sword. It was Dorian brought it to the Starless Sea. So check one.
Dorian brought the sword?
Well, it's Dorian had the sword and then Simon. No, not Simon. So many characters. Dorian had the sword. And then
Zachary. The keeper had the sword.
But didn't he take the sword and hang it up on the wall?
I don't remember where the sword came from.
But anyways, the sword has already been returned to the Starless Sea. Wherever it came from, it's back. And then we know Simon is the lost man. And what's the other thing that's lost?
The book, which is Sweet Sword.
Which is Sweet Sword. So that's just been
because Simon removed it from. Okay, so he has to find Simon.
Yes. He already has the sword.
He does not have the sword.
Yes, he takes it with him. He does. I just read this yesterday. He takes it down with him later.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Okay, there's a spooky shadow following him around. And there's been spooky shadows throughout the harbor the whole time. And do they ever explain that?
Well, they explain it a little bit. Anyways, keep going. You can see why you need to read it for yourself and then read it again.
Yeah, okay, this book is super atmospheric. You won't get it unless you read it. And even if you read it, you probably won't get it. So the other thing is there's pages torn out of Sweet Sorrows, and then also Eleanor wrote nightmares on paper stars and then threw them away.
So her next nightmare?
Her nightmare is she's strapped to a chair feeding her pieces of paper.
Does that happen to Zachary later?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that's relevant.
But it must be. This is what threw me off. I'm like, why are you putting this in if it doesn't matter? Why?
Yeah. Zachary asks the kitchen if all of this is real. He's like not into this anymore for some reason.
He gets creeped out by the thing, the shadow.
The spooky thing. Okay. Yeah. And the kitchen sends him warm coconut milk and cupcakes. The kitchen really likes cupcakes.
Yes. And then once he gets that, he's kind of like, I'm cool with this again.
And I'm like, thanks, kitchen. I would love some coconut milk.
Is Zachary vegan?
I don't know. I don't know why they send him coconut milk.
He never eats meat, does he?
He doesn't eat.
But whenever the kitchen sends him food, it's always...
It's always baked goods, which admittedly is all I would want to eat, so.
Anyways, continue.
They don't eat a lot of meals. He finds a note that says, all you need to know has been given to you. And then he unfolds a paper star.
Does Rhyme give him that? Like,
I think Rhyme is giving him some of the paper stars.
Is she? Okay, keep going.
He unfolds a paper star that says there's something big and slithery, which... I think is a nightmare maybe, and it never really shows up. Yeah, the painter, so now we're introduced to the painter who lived in the harbor around the time that Eleanor lived there.
Yes.
The painter doesn't know what to paint and then becomes an acolyte, not by losing her tongue, but by losing an eye.
And then when she loses her eye, now she can see.
See?
All of the paint. And so then she's like, goes on a crazy painting rampage.
Yeah. Zachary goes to find Mirabelle and finds a secret bookshelf door because obviously this place should only have secret bookshelf doors.
See, that's another thing. Like, yes, cool, you find the door. But the convenience of some of the things. She's like, oh, look, what are the odds that, like, right now I find the door? So convenient.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
There's a big painting with a man in a birdcage and Dorian looks up at it. And I wrote... Dorian is love interest. This is when I realized it took me this long to be like, he is the love interest. And then I wrote, but he's old.
And again, at this point, what more? They haven't had very many interactions.
And I think that's the issue. They haven't had a lot of interactions. He's old. Zachary's like 25-ish. Dorian is described as being like graying hair. And just older.
Yeah.
I don't know. Really struggle with it. Dorian hates shoes. I like him. I wrote that.
I did, other than the toe socks. I was cool with him.
Yeah. Warm brown eyes, scar above his eyebrow. Yeah, he tells Dorian to read Sweet Sorrows and Simon and Eleanor, and it's like this very romantic thing that he wants Dorian.
And then they sit
Dorian. There and read.
Yeah. And they read it so quickly.
Which, admittedly, they're tiny, tiny little books that fit in pockets. So Dorian was a guardian,
Kind of. Not actually. It seemed like they were implying he was being trained to be a guardian.
Yeah. And was kind of like an assassin. I think he killed people for Allegra. So there's the Keating Foundation, which is kind of like the pro Starless Sea. And then there's the Collectors Club, which is the anti Starless Sea.
And the anti in that they want to closing doors. The doors and preventing people from going.
Which, as far as a thing, like, I was like, honestly, this place is pretty freaking heavenly. Like, I would be like, no, I don't want anyone coming. Because I don't know, I imagine people ruining it.
Interesting. But when there were people coming in it, they weren't ruining it.
I know, people, it was good. It was good times. There was parties. Yeah, I wrote the book in Sword Are Back. So someone brought the sword. You're right. I don't know who.
I'm pretty sure it was Dorian.
Okay.
He found it, but Zachary carried it in.
They drink wine together. He's obsessed with Dorian telling him stories. And then Dorian just gets in his wardrobe.
Narnia reference. Did you dislike this reference as well?
It's children's books. Everyone gets Narnia reference. It's discovered that Simon was the one who burnt the dollhouse room. And then Zachary, that's just like a paper star. That's how the dollhouse got destroyed. And it was at that point that I was like, why is the dollhouse relevant at all?
Yep.
But it's relevant. So Zachary follows Dorian into the wardrobe. They find the doors with pictures that were like the ones that Simon and Eleanor used. Because there's doors with like feather key sort of whatever the motifs are. And kind of like the dice they roll at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes through a party door and there's a moon party. And he gets a note.
But they're ghosts. See, that's the relevance. Is it? Of the ghosts? Ghosts can go to other parts of time and observe what's going on in that time.
Okay. But Simon and Eleanor did it fucky and then they were real. But like, okay. Whoa. Ghosts.
So we're at the party, and he's trying to find Dorian. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's anything else important happening.
The moon asked Death to give her soul and time to give her a timeless place. So this is kind of implied to be the place where the moon can hang out, can do what she needs to do. Anyway, they made a timeless place. Zachary looks at the Starless Sea, and then Dorian pulls him back. And then there's an explosion and party time is over before they kiss. Then we have a paper star. The Starless Sea rises and the Owl King is happy that it's going to sink the harbor.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that probably was an important story.
Everything is falling apart. They rescue a cat. Okay, they rescued a cat because, like, there was an explosion in the heart, and so things are, like, falling down, and they rescue a cat that's, like, trapped under a table or something. And then I was, like, all of a sudden, I was like, oh, no, the cats. I'm so worried about the cats now.
Who's the Owl King?
Sorry. Maybe we'll figure it out. We figured out the ghost thing. It's really puzzling.
Okay, keep going. That was just, like... Oh, man, who's the Owl King?
Yeah, everything's falling apart. They rescue Kat. Dorian is like, I like you. And Zachary's just like, what?
He professes like, man, you're the it for me. I gotta tell you, because who knows what's gonna happen next.
Yeah, and it turns out Allegra is here, and she's like breaking things. I don't know how. And then she tries to shoot Dorian, but the bullet ricochets into a mural of a girl and a pirate, which I was like, is that relevant? And then Allegra pulls Dorian into a big hole in the floor.
And then they fall.
Fall, fall, fall. And then there's a paper star that says the son of the fortune teller has a sword.
Yeah, so we discover that in Sweet Sorrows, there would have been more of his story, but he didn't get to read it. Wait a second, is this the part that he should have read later? This book.
The painter leaves the Starless Sea. Allegra is the painter.
Ta-da!
They don't, like, really reference that she has, like, a glass eye until later. They're like, they're like, oh, look, the eye.
They do. They mention every time she's described that she has a brown eye and a blue eye.
Okay.
Yeah. And so then when you discover, like, oh, she's the painter, you're like, ah, that's why she has two different colored eyes.
I wasn't.
But it's very, very subtle.
Yeah.
And as soon as she leaves the Starless Sea, she destroys it. And it's implied, again, like, she seems to know something and wants to, in her mind, she believes she's protecting the Starless Sea.
Yeah, she didn't want the book returned because she thought bad things would happen.
Yeah.
She has a jar with her?
It's a jar with a hand in it.
Okay.
I don't remember why she has it. I know whose it is, but I don't know why she carries it.
I don't know why she has it. Book 5, The Owl King.
Oh, no. I don't even remember any of these stories.
I don't know. So Dorian has just fallen into a pit in the floor, and the keeper takes Zachary back to his office. And I was like, I guess the earthquake is over.
And as they're sitting there, the Starless Sea is repairing itself.
Yeah, or the harbor is.
It's a harbor.
Yeah. And then he finds a bunch of love letters to or about Mirabelle, and Mirabelle is dead,
Yeah, for some reason, like, they're like, where she was, she'd be dead now.
She has to be dead. Yeah. Keeper explains the dice. I don't remember how he explained it, because I don't know how the dice works.
I don't remember either.
And then it's revealed that Keeper loses Mirabelle all the time, because they've their time and fate.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yes, and, like, because we know Fate's story is that she will always be ripped apart. Mm-hmm. She always dies.
Yeah.
And so, then grows up and falls in love with time again.
So he has, like, all these books with, like, different women's names that are all Mirabelle.
Yeah.
And he has a life-size portrait of Zachary.
Shirtless.
In his bedroom.
And they... Oh, it was so weird. Later on, Mirabelle talks about how she used to, like... Well, she's like, I've seen your portrait many times because I see it while I'm lying in bed.
With Keeper... So weird. Okay.
Yeah, and Dorian's in it as well. So, like, yeah. Zachary's in it. He's carrying his book and his sword. Dorian's got bees surrounding him or something. And he's, like, holding on to Zachary's chest. Something like that.
Weird. It's so weird.
And Allegra painted it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, is Dorian, like, shirtless? Like, it's so weird.
Why was he shirtless? Like, and also, like, it's implied, like, they all have been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
Like, Zachary and Dorian have arrived and they're fulfilling something, but there is no point in the book where Zachary takes off his shirt. So the prophecy didn't come true. Yeah. Except for when he was in the bath. But Dorian wasn't there for the bath.
No, bath time in the hotel was so long ago. Mirabelle gives Zachary the sword because Mirabelle is not dead. Interlude, Dorian is falling for a long time. And then the Starless Sea is made of honey.
Woo! Yeah, that was... Okay, so, like, they both fall. Mm-hmm. Dorian survives the fall into the honey. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he wouldn't have survived this. Like, and the way he talks about it, he's like, I've been falling forever. Like, this is the steepest, sharpest, longest fall. Like, people die from, like, 3 floors. He would have died. He would have exploded. And so would have Allegra.
Okay. So...
But it's magic. It's a magic world, so we have to accept it.
Yeah. The honey cushioned his fall.
Except for it doesn't cushion her fall, so what's with that?
I don't know. She drowned. Yeah, so Mirabelle gives Zachary the sword, and then... Zachary is like, you're the pirate. What happened?
The keeper is the pirate.
Yeah. And he's like, they drowned her and made me watch. And then he blesses Zachary.
I also, so, like, why, like, do you understand the importance here of the keeper being time and the pirate? Yeah, me neither. Like,
I think it's, like, to represent another lifetime.
Where,
like,
they were...
Because they're having multiple lifetimes where Mirabelle is different.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. I guess so. Mm-hmm. I was just like, why...
So maybe Keeper was imprisoned at some point? Or, like, right now he's kind of imprisoned?
I'm stretching.
Yeah. Mirabelle's mother vanished when she was 5. Because Eleanor went to find Simon in time.
Yeah.
And then Allegra kind of raised her and taught her how to paint. Mm-hmm. And then tried to kill her for painting new doors because Mirabelle paints doors.
Yeah.
And then they go into the elevator and Mirabelle kicks it and they fall down.
Down, down, down. And they also survive.
Dorian gets rescued from the honey by a pirate lady.
Yeah.
He has a sword tattoo now. Now?
Yeah.
He sees Allegra's body and this is Eleanor and she's just on a boat.
Yeah, so the pirate lady is Eleanor. Mm-hmm. And she's just been down, deep down, sailing the Starless Sea.
Sailing the Starless Sea. Which admittedly is like, it's the Starless Sea and someone should be sailing on it.
Yes, they're also hiding because in this moment, there are owls. Many owls flying around. And she heavily implies we need to hide from them. Like, mm-hmm. they are bad. And I was like, are owls good? Are owls bad? I don't know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's later, and then it's like, oh, Allegra never had a sword. She had a bee because she was an acolyte because she gave up her eye.
Uh-huh.
And so she was protecting the harbor and she wasn't a guardian. But Dorian is a guardian.
Now.
Yeah. Dorian has a tattoo on his back of a beehive owl thing. Eleanor recognizes the location that Dorian has tattooed on his back and offers to take him there. Meanwhile, Zachary and Mirabelle are in an ancient city of honey and bone. They survive the elevator crash.
And the owls come.
Mirabelle remembers her past life. He accuses her of being fate. And then she's like, it's your fault you didn't open the door a long time ago.
I actually thought this was a really interesting moment. Like, this moment really stuck out to me. Things have been happening. And a lot of the time, he's like, she says things like, we're going to go rescue.
We're going to do this.
And then he's like, I guess I'm not along for the ride. And yeah. She points out, like, you have choices.
You had agency in this.
You
yeah.
do. Like, it's not just, because he's like, your fate, what happens will happen. And she's like, but you can choose. If you had chosen not to come with me, I wouldn't have dragged you.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was just an interesting life.
Yeah. Thing.
Notion.
Yeah. See, there were messages in this. Mm-hmm. And I do think the story did a good job in that, like, you have to think. It makes you think whether you want to think or not. Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Dorian is in fact middle-aged confirmed. they used like the word middle-aged to describe him and I was like, why would you do that? Why is he so old? Yeah, there's a foaming waterfall of honey, which I don't think would be a thing. Also, the thing about the honey is he's like, oh yeah, I just took my honey clothes off and now I'm not super freaking sticky. And I was like, you'd be so sticky if you were bathing in honey. It would never get the stickiness off.
No.
Yeah, Eleanor shows him this like weird elaborate map that she made that like has like multiple tiers and layers.
And it's got all these layers because she says that the sea is changing, the map changes. So she has to be able to change
the way it
appears.
They did an okay job in that I kind of had an idea of what the Starless Sea situation was. Like, the sea kind of rises and falls. Imagine like a weird cave system and there's like little alcoves and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, and they build harbors whatever level the sea is at.
Yeah.
And so this harbor they're in now is like an ancient, ancient harbor, but this is the level the sea is at right now.
Yeah.
Because it's been receding.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not lost. I was looking for someone. Then I was looking for myself. And now I'm just exploring. And I like Eleanor a lot because when she was a wee little bunny girl, she was like her entrance into the Starless Sea was because she was exploring. Mm-hmm. And then she was like exploring and then fell in love with Simon. And then she was looking for Simon, but then she was like, oh, my whole purpose is just to explore. And so she's just been doing that now.
Yeah.
And so I like that about her, that she kind of came back around to just exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And then they return Allegra to the sea. And then it's kind of revealed, is that when they talk about that Allegra was kind of like a mother to Dorian?
Yes, because yeah. Eleanor asks, do you want to say anything? He says no. And then she says something about how she was kind of raised by Allegra.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like sobs.
Yeah.
Because he's like, that was how she was for me as well.
Yeah. She did weird. She was weirdly motherly.
Yeah.
For all her aggression. Zachary takes a scabbard from a very gross corpse.
And I was like, is this important? Who is this corpse?
And I'm like, why is it like rotting still? I don't know.
And then he crosses a giant rabbit.
Which is relevant. But
it wasn't a rabbit. Later he gets in trouble for calling it a rabbit.
Yeah. his head is like, this is all in your head and you're lying dead in the snow.
Like, I know, from like a long time ago when you were at the bar with Kat and you died. And this has all been a hallucination dream since then.
Yeah.
And his head's basically like being evil.
Yeah. And then he finds Simon.
Yes. And at this point too, I was like, where's Mirabelle?
She is gone.
Like, they had been running away from owls.
Yeah.
And then it just cuts. And now he's alone with this. And I was like, where's Mirabelle?
And why isn't he
like, where's Mirabelle?
Yeah. But he found Simon.
Woo!
Meanwhile, Dorian dreams about killing Mirabelle.
Because all along he's been like, this thing happened to me. And he had used to been on Allegra's side. And then this thing happened to me. And I became...
Wait. I think I know something. Okay, we're going to get there, and then I'm going to maybe blow your mind, and maybe you'll be like, you're wrong. But
okay, so he's like, I'm not.
Yeah.
This thing had happened that made him switch sides, and this thing that happened was that he tried to kill Mirabelle, like, stabbed her in the heart, and she didn't die.
Yeah, so Eleanor sends Dorian on his way and says, say hi to the innkeeper, who, if you will recall, which you won't, is in love with the moon. Then he's like, I know your daughter. Yeah.
And then she's like, she's not my daughter.
Yeah, she's like, she's like, she's something else dressed like a person. Uh-huh. And I was like, oof.
And then Dorian's like, ah, fate.
Yeah, and then he walks through cherry blossoms and then snow and then it's dark. And then he meets the Owl King for a sec.
Does he?
He like meets the Owl King in the snow.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
And nothing really happens though.
Yep. We're moving on. Simon is missing his left hand. Allegra cut it off.
Yes, she did. Don't remember why. I don't know when they met or anything.
He's missing his left hand and badly burned. So maybe when he was doing the dollhouse thing,
him and Simon chat.
Yeah.
Anything important?
He says, "If you saw the hair, that means the moon is here and the Owl King is coming." Zachary sees the whole story, the egg is cracking. Soon the dragon will come to eat the world.
And the Owl King, he, in his part of the Sweet Sorrows, he was just watching the sea rise, correct?
I don't recall.
We already talked about this. I think that's what was said.
Okay. A nice little owl gives Zachary a paper star because there are some nice owls.
Yeah, good owls, bad owls, who knows why.
And then he finds six doors again with the motifs, the feathered... Yeah. Crown, something else.
Sword,
heart. Yeah. Simon is very cryptic. He says he needs to find Mirabelle, and Simon's like, nah, she meant to leave you.
Because fate's fate, and she would know what she wants to do. I don't know.
Yeah, and then so he gives Simon the Ballad of Simon and Eleanor, and then they leave together. And then the Owl Man leads Dorian to the inn. Sorry, now we're at a new scene.
New chapter, it's Dorian's chapter.
Yeah. The innkeeper warms him up. The innkeeper is like, my wife left something for you.
I loved this because I was like, his wife.
I know.
His wife's the moon.
He's not alone. I was so worried.
I mean, he's mostly alone.
Yeah.
But once in a while, the moon comes for a visit.
Yeah, which is nice.
And so the moon has something for Dorian.
And then, well, okay, Dorian's like, oh, so your wife is the moon because he remembers
this. Oh,
this
was really funny.
And, yeah, and he's like, the moon is a rock in the sky. My wife is my wife. You dumb idiot.
But I was like, it's the moon!
He was really nice.
So he gets the box.
Yeah.
And
he's like, oh, the mouse is missing. And the innkeeper has a bunch of mice.
Okay, were these mice alive? Or were they like statue mice?
They were statues. Okay. I thought they were alive.
Me too.
And I was like, why do you have
these? And the things they were doing weren't mice things.
Yeah.
But they were, okay, I wasn't sure. But I was like, they can't be alive.
Yeah. So then he opens the box with the mouse, and then there's his heart. Which
is connecting.
Are they?
The heart is fate's heart.
Yes.
Mirabelle's heart.
Yes.
Okay.
Zachary and his owl find a tent with Dorian's coat inside, which I was like,
why? And why is it here?
Yeah. There's a bunch of
weird
objects
happen in the tent. He decides what's important, and he finds a map. And he's like, not important.
And then he, instead of taking one of the six doors, he takes
another door that he finds.
Drawn there.
Oh, another really important thing that happens in this moment is, so that little star that the owl had given him with a story, it was his story.
Oh, so then he burns it.
Yes. So he could have found out what was the ending of his sweet sorrow story, which is what I wondered earlier when we got that piece, when we got that story. Mm-hmm. Was that the end, or was there more to his story that we never get to find out because he's thrown it away?
I guess Sweet Sorrow sucks as a book.
And so he decides he's not going to follow any of these doors. He's going to like kind of make his own fate a little bit.
Yeah.
And so he goes through a different door.
2 years from now.
Oh, now we're finishing book four.
Yeah, Kat is going to visit his mom.
I loved this part, not because of Kat, because of his mom. I cried.
Aw, I hate Kat, so. So Kat visits Zachary's mom.
She still has his Ravenclaw scarf.
Yeah.
She's basically bringing all of Zachary's belongings to his mom.
Which I was like, this took a long time.
It took 2 years. But his mom, I think later on it's explained that his mom says, wait till you're graduated from school.
I guess.
I don't know why she has to wait, but she does.
Yeah, so it's revealed that the mom was like, her fortune was told at some point. And
the
was
mom's
like,
fortune? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll have two sons. Yes. And she just assumes it'll be a son-in-law.
This is the part I loved, because she was like, I didn't have another son. So what else could it be?
I thought that was a little...
But what else could it be?
Okay, like, she probably realized when she was like, oh, my son's gay, but like... Okay, you're right, that's cute.
Because then I was, well, and also, it also, at that moment, you go, okay, this means that Zachary's not going to die. Because everything else came true.
Okay.
Also, it's important, they're mentioning it's been 2 years, but we also know, because of the time traveling of the Starless Sea, that for Zachary, it's been a week, and for them, it's been 2 years.
Okay. See, I was like, I thought it was just like, oh, Zachary will do 2 years worth of things before he goes
to visit his because they mentioned that the deeper in you go, the farther away from time you get.
Okay.
Which also makes sense with the keeper being time, because literally the farther away you get from the keeper, the farther away you get from time. Oh,
that's actually, whoa. Whoa. We're on book six.
This is Kat's book.
I hate Kat. Hate is a strong word. I just...
Also, before we get onto Kat's book, because we just did the Owl King's book, there were no Owl King stories. Just if we just realize this for a second.
My theory. You ready for this?
Okay.
Who's Zachary?
Is the Owl King?
Is the Owl King.
And I was starting to think about that.
Right? As we're talking about it, I've been like, because no one else is the Owl King.
And also, I mean, about the rising of the, like, who is there for the rising of the sea? There aren't very many people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we would have to like build a case to see if he is the Owl King, but yeah. I feel like he must be because he's nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're on book six, The Secret Diary of Katrina Hawkins.
So basically we find out that since Zachary's been missing, Kat has been trying to like investigate his missing. The police didn't do a good job, so she's going to investigate.
Yeah. She makes like... comments about like, oh, I'm such a misunderstood millennial, and it felt too,
because she likes Harry Potter and she's 25 and likes Harry Potter, that kind of stuff.
See, and that is what made it feel weird, right? Like, I don't know, it was
like she said the police won't take her seriously because she had knitted him a Ravenclaw scarf.
Which I was like, what? I don't encounter as much, like, I encounter millennial discrimination, but it's not someone being like, you filthy millennial. You liking Harry Potter?
Missing and I'm not gonna investigate.
Yeah, you silly 25-year-old. Like, that's just not the kind of millennial discrimination that I've experienced.
Yeah. And this is when she says, if we had done a few more friend things, it would have solidified our friendship, but we kind of just know each other more than other people know each other.
Yeah, and so this little bit, I had, like, this moment where I was like, wow, I hope that every other chapter isn't Kat's thoughts and feelings about these.
And then it was.
And then it was. So that, see, and that's what's frustrating. I liked, like, 3 out of the 6 books in this book. So the door that Zachary went through took him to his mother's farmhouse.
And where Vivaldi's
the stag and the snow.
Yes, he does see the stag and the snow, but the stag doesn't get stabbed. It's just there.
But if he is the Owl King and his point is to be killed, then he is the stag that needs to be killed to be remembered. I don't know if I'm making.
And the Owl King and the fortune teller son and Zachary.
Yeah. So he meets Dorian in an ugly Christmas sweater, and there's like a happy Christmas party happening at his mother's house.
But Dorian doesn't know anything about the Starless Sea. This Dorian.
This Dorian is all like, are you having another episode?
Sometimes you mix up fiction and reality.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, am I? And then he wanders off into the woods. And I was like, if Dorian was really his husband, he should not be letting him wander into the woods.
Yeah, while he's having his episode.
Yeah.
But he concludes, like, that this is some kind of fantasy world that he has to get out of.
Yeah. So, and then he follows the moon or something. Meanwhile, Kat is investigating.
Woo!
She goes to the collector's... I was like, oh, Kat is investigating. Cool. Super interesting. It's not. She goes to the collector's club. I don't care.
And she's like, clearly all of this means something, but she can't figure out any of it.
Yeah. So... Zachary talks to the moon, meanwhile.
But he's just yelling at it. It's not replying.
Yeah. He leaves his bag, but takes Sweet Sorrows.
Yes, again. So he didn't bring the map. And at this point, he's like, man, I wish I had brought that map. And, like, the map is a piece of paper. It wouldn't have been hard.
Just put it in the book.
You carry your book around.
Yeah.
And he decided he didn't need any of the gear he had had in his bag.
Dorian tells him he's at the inn.
And oh, yeah, because, like, the spirit Dorian,
yeah,
who was dreaming, comes.
And then sword gives the sword.
He gives the sword to Dorian.
Yeah. That this is when there's a Legend of Zelda reference where he's like, it's dangerous to go alone, take this, which he gives him the sword. And I'm like, why? It's not necessary. But, yeah, he said it aloud. I was like, you can think it, but don't say it. So, yeah, he gives Dream Dorian the sword, follows the stag, finds Ice Mirabelle in a chair and tells her a story.
Yes, which is his story, and then he adds on to the story.
Yeah, Dorian wakes up.
And he's like, I gotta go.
And then the moon busts in and gives him the sword.
Yes, because for some reason he was given the sword, but he didn't get the sword, but then the moon had the sword and gave him the sword.
Yeah, because I literally wrote, I was like, okay, he wakes up and he has the sword.
That's what I assumed too, but...
And then no, the moon came to give it to him.
Yeah. Moon comes in all rushed and is like, you gotta get the sword.
Innkeeper kisses him on the lips and he leaves. I was like, how has Dorian been kissed by the moonkeeper?
But
the
not innkeeper? Zachary.
Yeah. I found it so, like, I love the innkeeper, so I'm like, you can do what you want. If you want to kiss Dorian on the lips, that's fine. You do, middle-aged men. But it's just so strange. Kat has difficulties with detectiving. Zachary tells Ice Mirabelle about finding the door and feeling like he doesn't belong. And yeah, he says who he is or who he thinks he is just a collection of references to other people's art. And I was like, that is what you are, Zachary. And I think that's where I was like, I felt weird about the literary references when I was like, if you are just a collection of references to other people's art, it's just children's books.
Oh, poor Zachary.
Yeah. And so I think this was part of, like, the theme of, like, making your own story and stuff. He tells her everything and then makes up the end of his story and then takes the key that fell out of Fables and Fortunes and presses it into his chest and then kisses it. What?
No. At this moment, the ice comes alive.
Yeah, okay.
And pushes the key into his chest and then kisses him. So now he's been kissed by the Mirabelle and Dorian's been kissed by the innkeeper and no one's kissing each other. He's in love.
Mm-hmm. Why does he have a key?
I don't know.
Then she shatters and Zachary is in front of the painted door that she painted a long, long time ago and he goes through.
Was Mirabelle the girl who lost the key and needed to get back into the Starless Sea and went to the key house?
Maybe. I don't know what
this scene just reminded me of that scene.
Maybe. Dorian fights some shadowy things on his way to a castle with a light.
And he's warned about them that they are going to be really evil and monstrous and that they will look like things that they are not.
Meanwhile, Kat is being followed. It's sad that Zachary is dead.
She's decided he's dead and she just wants to know why he's dead.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Zachary is in a cave. He finds that Persian cat and it talks briefly. Then he stands on the shore of the Starless Sea and Dorian comes and stabs him.
Yes.
Which is why I think maybe he was the Owl King. Because Dorian had to kill the Owl King. because no one man can have that much power. Yeah, meanwhile, there's an interlude where Allegra was alive and talked to Kat.
And trying to convince Kat to join her side and protect this fantastical world.
Yeah, and Kat turns her down. And then there's an interlude where Zachary is dead, question mark.
But he's, walking around.
Yeah.
Not some dead, and then but not dead.
It turned out Mirabelle needed him to die.
But we still don't know why.
And there's a sea made of paper streamers and a rowboat, and so he rows to a castle. And fate isn't done with him yet, question mark. Because he's just been stabbed by Dorian. Kat finds out Jocelyn / Simone Keating and friends are the owls.
The owls throw me off, man. They throw me off.
And there's something about a final incarnation. So this is like the final Mirabelle being fate. Maybe they had to like run through the same story over and over again, and now they're not going to.
The owls are about watching the story change. I'm thinking I'm starting to understand it.
Okay, if you get it.
I think we can explain it at the very end of
this. Okay. Zachary is in the dollhouse city world, and he goes to the starter house, and I was like, I suspect it's full of bees.
Interesting.
And it was.
You were really on par with these predictions. I had no idea it was really. But when it was full of bees, so I imagined these bees being like human sized.
Me too.
Like giant bees.
But he said they were like cat sized, which is still very large for bees, but like, yeah. I imagined humongous bees.
Yes, like just
terrifyingly large bees.
Yes.
Yeah, so meanwhile, Kat shut down all her social media, and the girl from the Collector's Club tells her that Allegra died and everything's done and she won't get followed anymore.
Yeah.
Because Kat was being followed.
At what point does she get the key? Hasn't she already gotten that? Wasn't that important?
I don't know.
If it already happened, everyone, by the way, she gets a key. And it says, like, when the time comes, use the key.
Yeah, Zachary finds cat-sized bees, and they tell him that he is a key to lock a story away when it's finished.
Yeah.
The story sculptor said so, and I love the bees. I adore them. The bees are my favorite character.
Well, it makes sense because your other favorite character is the kitchen.
I know. And so, yeah, the bees are the kitchen. And they offer him cupcakes. They're like, would you like a cupcake? And he's like, no. And they're like, would you like two cupcakes?
And they also say, okay, there's two things about the honey that I have to say because I forgot earlier and then now. So after Dorian fell in the honey, Eleanor is like, don't worry, you won't be hungry because the honey has filled you up. And I was like, what? Was he drinking so much honey he's going to be full for days?
Magical reasons.
And then here they talk about how like all the food that is given to them is actually just honey in disguise as other food
because bees can build things.
That I wasn't as bothered by, but like when
whole, she said
that might have been the cheesiest line, this like the thing we did with the last book of like what's the cheesiest line in the book, when she was like, you won't be hungry because you were in the honey for a long time. He also won't be thirsty because he was in the honey for a long time.
The other thing is, I'm like, why do we even need to eat and drink? Like, I don't know. Yeah. So he's like, I need to talk to Fate. And the bees are like, we're going to build you a nice spot where you can talk to Fate. And then they build a room off the house. And I just, the bees are so cute and nice. Someone at a party told Kat about the Starless Sea. And it was Mirabelle at the party.
Yes, like, this is pre. And she's like, she had heard about the Owl King before.
Yeah.
And now she's like, oh, I've remembered it.
Yeah.
A long time ago, prior to Zach going missing, Zachary did it. This woman came and told me the story about the Owl King. What story did she tell her? I don't remember.
Don't care. Don't like Kat.
But maybe it's important to figuring out who the Owl King is.
The bees are very polite and make him a nice ballroom. And then he dances with Mirabelle. And apparently he successfully brought Simon back.
I know, I didn't understand that. Because, how? I guess maybe he gave Simon the book, so now Simon knows who he is, because we know from his story that he always forgets who he is.
I guess.
And so maybe the book gives him the reminder of who he is enough often. I don't know.
Yeah, he's very lovey with Mirabelle, which, is fine. I'm fine with them having, a platonic lovey relationship. It's just, I don't know. It's odd. They almost have more chemistry than him and Dorian.
Yeah. I mean, because him and Dorian never hang out. And then Dorian kills him. In fairness, Dorian didn't think he was him.
Yeah. And then she's like, the story's over. We have to go. And everything's falling apart. And then she kisses him. And so, you know, every character has kissed except Zack and Dorian. Zachary. Yeah. These are like, we wish you well in your future endeavors as he like is drowning in honey. And I was like, gosh, I love the bees so much. He drowns in the honey and then the world cracks open like an egg, question mark. Don't know.
Which make, no, that, I think it is because Allegra had been wanting to protect the egg from cracking.
Oh, okay.
And the egg is cracking.
Okay. Rhyme watches as everything is consumed by honey, and then the keeper is burning his hair, and there's like a throwaway line where they're like, yep, we've evacuated the cats, and I was like, good, I was worried. So Rhyme and keeper leave because the harbor is falling apart.
Yeah.
Or being...
The sea is rising. Yeah. And so they're like, it's time to go.
Yeah. Dorian is sad that he killed Zachary.
Okay, this part I also was really confused about. I was like, the sea's already risen to the top harbor.
Yeah, but they're
somehow
down there.
They're so deep, but the sea hasn't risen down there yet.
It's complicated. The Starless Sea is complicated. Random detail they just inserted was that Dorian had a sister that died when he was 17.
Interesting, I missed that.
It was so random, and I was like, why would you introduce this?
That's probably why.
The last bit of the story. The Persian cat is there, and Dorian considers killing himself, but he doesn't because there's cat. And then he's like, I guess I'll drown. Then he sees a ship.
Convenient again.
Cat visits the mom, and they're both really confident that Zachary will have a husband. Yeah, Dorian brings Zachary's body onto Eleanor's ship. Eleanor sees Simon, so maybe that's how Simon is.
And so she's like, on the way up, we'll grab him.
Yeah.
And she's like, he doesn't have a hand. Like, she mentions, like, there's a man down here without a hand, and we'll grab him on the way up.
All the owls just hang out on her ship while the sea rises.
So now the owls are friends.
But then Dorian has the heart, so then he can give it to Zachary.
Yeah, and there was a really important line here about how, like, the heart is fate's heart, but it doesn't have to be in fate.
Okay.
And so that's how he goes, I can
maybe put this
anywhere.
Maybe that's why Mirabelle kissed him, because she loves Zachary, so he has her heart.
Maybe.
Kat goes to a Keating building in Toronto, and there's a bunch of paintings and a picture of her, and then she leaves her notebook and goes through a door.
This is the end of the book. I feel like we missed some stuff.
No, I think it just goes like this. I don't think it does. It's just the bees leave. Mirabelle does things.
They're out. Mirabelle leaves with them.
Yeah.
So, like, this is what I understood here, is, like, this story is over. Mm-hmm. This version of the Starless Sea is done, mm-hmm. and everyone who was in it is out.
Yeah.
And now
they can
fate. The reason why Kat is a part of the story is because fate was like, it's time to start a new story. Kat will start it.
Okay. And so, yeah, Kat opens a door to a new harbor.
Yeah.
And then Keeper and Rhyme and Mirabelle are all like, yes, we can go in now.
Are they going to go in? That was what I wonder too. Are they going to go in, or is their story done?
I don't know. I don't... How are they going to survive on the outside world?
Well, they were out before.
Rhyme has no tongue.
But she talked.
That is something.
I read that part and I was like, Rhyme has no tongue. How does she speak?
Maybe she just does. Maybe she didn't...
I thought maybe they just didn't cut it out and instead she just didn't talk anymore. Because she talks.
Maybe.
She does.
Zachary has a new heart. He finally kisses Dorian. Yeah.
Okay, and so this owl thing. Here's what I'm thinking, because we find out that the Keating Foundation, they are the owls.
Yes.
And from the little snippet, the lame snippet from Sweet Sorrows, the owls are about watching the story change. Mm-hmm. And so to Allegra, the owls are the enemy, because she doesn't want the Starless Sea to change. She wants to preserve the Starless Sea forever. Mm-hmm. And the owls are like, no, no. Mm-hmm. Stories change. That's stories
the nature of
them. Stories. And so they're an enemy in that they are encouraging the story to change, but not everyone wants the story to change.
Okay. Okay. So do you think Zachary was the Owl King? Owl King?
See, this is important. Endings are what give stories meaning. I don't know if I believe that. I think the whole story has meaning. I also think to have a whole story shaped story, it needs some sort of resolution.
See, and I think that was my problem with this story, is that the resolution, although it wrapped up the vast majority of the loose ends, I don't know. The ending was fine. I think the problem was Kat.
That was the thing. I was like, why Kat? Why is she creating the new story? Like, why would fate pick his friend, any of that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. I was just like, it could have literally been anyone in this world. Why would it have been Kat?
Yes. It felt a little self-inserty too, I'm this avid reader who has loves these books, and now I get to come into the story, which it is fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So overall, how do you feel about it?
There were things I liked. it was just what I would consider this. It wasn't hard, like big words, mm-hmm. but it was a hard read in every sentence. You're like, what does that mean?
What?
I don't understand.
It was hard to follow. Was just, yeah.
Is this going to come back later? Do I need to take stock of what's happening right now?
Yeah.
And that's great in books. And I do love when things come back around, but usually in a book, one or two things come back around.
Yeah. This one, it was the other one, the one we read previously.
It was so easy. It was the easiest, one of the easiest books I've ever read. Things just happened and I was there for it.
Yeah. This one, it was really you had to, we were taking notes. We were reading carefully and it was a serious challenge and we don't know who the Owl King is.
And that, so the other thing with the Owl King too is the other thing they say is the Owl King watches it end. And so who was there watching the sea rise?
Simon,
Eleanor, Zachary, and Dorian.
Yeah. As far as the whole time fate storyline, it's what do Simon and Eleanor have to do with that?
Yeah.
Like,
and they also said there was more than one Owl King.
Yeah. Yeah. But the sword seller thing, that sword killed a king. And the girl who inherited it used that sword to kill the king. So then Dorian used the sword to kill Zachary.
The king, maybe.
But he rolled hearts. He didn't roll
crowns.
Yeah, not that you have to roll crowns.
But maybe he rolled hearts to symbolize the stabbing of his heart.
I don't.
And that he later gets Fate's heart.
I guess.
And Dorian rolled one of everything. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah. What the heck does any of it mean?
But okay, so, and what did we think about Zachary?
Okay, so I was not in love with him. I guess I like him better than Callias. Do you like Zachary or Dorian better?
Dorian.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like Dorian better than Zachary.
So far our theme is secondary characters are more successful than main characters.
I mean, Leandros was the villain, but yeah, okay. So we're going to say Dorian is better than Zachary?
Yes.
Yeah, because what did you dislike about Zachary? There wasn't a lot that I disliked. I just felt that he was a little too...
bland.
Yeah. He was just a book boy.
Yeah. I mean, I do... The thing I like about Zachary the best, and I already mentioned this in part one, mm-hmm. was the relatability.
Yeah.
I was like, this is probably what a regular person would do and react if this is what was happening to them.
Yeah.
So in that way, it's like, okay, he's a real guy. Mm-hmm. He's got anxiety. He's freaking out all the time where our previous main character was just like, you murdered people?
Yeah.
There were a few of his reactions that I thought were questionable. And that's where I'm picking up of how real are they? Mm-hmm. Women writing men, are these real men? Or are these fantastical men that no one would ever come across?
Yeah.
And in this way, Zachary beats Callias.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. He is more relatable, but still not...
He's still not quite there. So, but we are saying Dorian is for sure beating Callias. So Callias is now number two. And Dorian takes the lead. And Dorian isn't...
He wasn't even in it that much. This is the thing.
He wasn't in it.
It's something, it's a very hard to describe of like vibe.
Yeah.
The vibe you get when you read characters. And his vibe was just like this mysterious,
yeah,
cool
40-year-old man.
And I guess even Zachary, he didn't feel like man. Yeah. Dorian called him man, but I would still put him into boy,
yeah,
category. Like, he's still got a lot of growing up, yeah, to do.
If he was 21, it would have, like...
been like, got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked Dorian a lot. I don't think he's going to be tough to unseat as the most attractive man, but who knows, maybe we'll pick...
Considering as soon as we get someone who has, like, lines, and he had lines. He had things that he said.
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot.
I genuinely liked, and he was super creepy.
But he did get to meet the innkeeper.
Yeah.
Innkeeper should be number one.
Oh my god. Do you want to make innkeeper number one?
I loved innkeeper. He, okay, was the sweetest man.
Okay,
he innkeeper. Just loved everybody.
Innkeeper. Tiny, tiny, minuscule character. Wow. That's hilarious. I can't wait to read like our next one and do it.
I actually have it. By Gloria Chow.
Yeah, I think I have that one. I should read one that requires less brain work.
I hope it does. I read the synopsis and it was just like an Asian girl meets an Asian boy and there's discrimination and her mom bans them from being together.
Easy. Perfect. Yeah, that was the Star of the Sea. We've determined that Innkeeper is our new number one man. Yeah, we have to choose like just one guy from each book. Yeah. Because otherwise we would have, like, so many. We could make a crazy list.
Yeah, it would be intense.
But yeah, we'll see next week if someone manages to unseat Innkeeper.
Again, it shouldn't take a lot.
All right, bye-bye.